Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Greek economic crisis deepens. Greece Wednesday offered concessions on its creditors' demands for more austerity measures. German Chancellor Angela Merkel rejected new negotiations. Meanwhile, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging his nation to vote no in a referendum Sunday on the lenders' plan for new restrictions in exchange for loans. European leaders contend that a Greek vote against the lenders' plan would amount to a withdrawal from the eurozone, but Mr. Tsipras rejected that argument. U.S. President Barack Obama said Wednesday the United States and Cuba have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations.
This is a historic step forward in our efforts to normalize relations with the Cuban government and people and begin a new chapter with our neighbors in the Americas.
Mr. Obama said the two nations plan to reopen their embassies later this month. The U.S. trade embargo and Cuba's human rights record are among issues still blocking normalization of relations. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his government has invited the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency to visit Tehran to work with Iranian officials. Word of Yukio Amano's trip comes a day after nuclear negotiators announced they were extending their deadline for an agreement to July 7th. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a terrorist attack on Egyptian army checkpoints in the Sinai Peninsula Wednesday. At least 64 soldiers were killed. Officials say security forces killed 100 militants. The fighting was concentrated near the town of Sheikh Zuwaid. This is VOA News. There has been more political violence in Burundi. Police say six people were killed in Bujumbura when protesters fought with security forces. Burundians voted Monday in parliamentary elections, and the results are expected to be announced later this week. A second Liberian has contracted Ebola. This latest case was discovered in the same Margibi County town where the virus was detected several days ago in the body of a dead teenager. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says while this is very disturbing, she is confident the country has Ebola under control. Mariama Diallo reports.
Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf told a group of reporters on Wednesday that health officials are trying to get to the source of the newest Ebola cases in her country.
But I'm very confident that our incident management system has the capability to contain this, to isolate this, and to keep it right where it is so that it doesn't go any further.
Ebola has killed more than 11,200 people. Close to 5,000 of them were Liberians. Mariama Diallo in Dakar.
The office of Russia's prosecutor general is reviewing the legality of the independence granted to Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia in 1991 by the State Council of the former Soviet Union. The move announced by the office Tuesday has alarmed the Baltic states and strained even further their increasingly tense ties with Russia. The Kremlin denied on Wednesday any knowledge about the review. Officials say a violent incident between Pakistani and Afghan forces overnight has left one Afghan dead and two Pakistanis wounded. A military spokesman said Pakistani soldiers were engaged in construction activity at the Angur Adda border area when they came under attack from the Afghan side. An Afghan spokesman says his government has sent a special team to investigate. China's parliament has adopted a national security law that critics say will expand the country's suppression of political dissent. The Xinhua News Agency says the National People's Congress passed the bill Wednesday almost unanimously. The new law allows authorities to take all necessary measures to safeguard territorial sovereignty and to ensure full control over the country's already tightly censored internet. The bill is the government's response to a national security situation that has become, in the words of a standing committee member, increasingly severe. Hundreds of pro-democracy activists took to the streets of Hong Kong Wednesday as the city marked the 18th anniversary of its handover from British to Chinese rule. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.